Storm Elsesser approaches the football, swings the left leg through it. It's an end-over-end kick. It'll go into the end zone, and Roberson will not bring it out. He'll take a knee, and Wayne State will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line, and away we go tonight in Ashland Eagles football in Detroit. Giovanni Washington, Don, averaging 94 yards per game, and this is freshman season. He's lined up as the tailback. They'll hand it to him again. Runs right, has some running room. 20, 15, 10, 5, untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. Giovanni Washington with a 22-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles pull to within 7-6.
Great blocking over there on the right side of the offensive line. This guy's over there. Just collapsed down the defense over there. Gavin Posey, Sampson Hairston, those guys just crushed them all down inside. He had a 10-yard hole in there to run it to the end zone.
And it's his seventh touchdown of the year. So Amrine takes the snap. He'll roll back gently to his left. Plenty of time, and he will gun it deep downfield. This one to the end zone. It's up for grabs, and the Eagles might have intercepted it.
Yes, they did.
Eagles intercepted in the end zone. It was hauled in by Justin Moore, and that's the end of the first half. So they do flip it to the end zone. Amrine threw that ball out 50 yards, just flicked it down there, and Moore went up in a crowd and intercepted it for AU. For Justin Moore, his second interception of the season, and that brings us to the end of the first half with the Warriors leading the Eagles 21-7. First and goal, Amrine under center, takes the snap, hands it to Hill. He goes in. It's a touchdown for Wayne State. He goes over the top. James Hill, who quarterbacked on a couple of plays during that drive, he finishes it off with a one-yard touchdown leap, and that makes it 34-7 Wayne State with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. James Hill, he sliced through the D, and the Eagles have a new set of plays. First and goal. Eagles trying to start the long comeback here. Final minute of the third quarter. Brenner hit from behind. He threw the pass. It's caught right at the goal line. Bolin goes in. It's a touchdown, Eagles.
Nicely done. Russell Brenner stood in there under pressure, got hit hard, and threw a perfect strike down there on the little slant cut to the inside for the TD.
Logan Bolin makes the touchdown reception. That is his third of the year. It comes with 37 seconds left in the third quarter, and that makes it 35-13 Wayne State. They're showing some blitz off the edge, and here comes the pressure. Brenner looking downfield. No one's open. He's going to try to turn the corner. Goes to the 25, stays inbound 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. Runs into a tackler, but gets away to the 40, and then he's ripped down from behind. The Eagles, I think, were lobbying for a late hit as he was over the boundary, but no flag. He gets all the way to the 39-yard line.
That was a great play by Austin Brenner. He outran the defensive lineman who was breathing down his neck and cut back to the inside and back to the outside and really showed great moxie and great speed and intuition on that play.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line of the Warriors. Austin will run it. He's got real estate. 25, 20, right along the numbers. 15 to the 10. Spin move at the 5. Still on his feet. Sticks the football out.
Goes in the end zone. We recover it. And it's for a touchdown.
It went out of Brenner's hands. It was recovered by the Eagles on the loose ball, but the officials did not signal a touchdown. And they are huddling now. I think they're going to mark Austin down at about the 1-yard line. Okay. Now they call the touchdown, Eagles.
All right. Quick strike there by the Eagles.
9:23. Here's the PAT attempt. It's up. It's good. Satchel kicks it through, and the Eagles tack 7 on the board. Somewhat of an unconventional touchdown. It won't sound very good on the highlights tomorrow, but it's 35-21. The Eagles are making this interesting.
That was a great effort by Austin Brenner on
Incredible.
That
Incredible. Wayne State has the ball and the lead. 35-21. We're hitting the 8-minute mark now of the fourth quarter.
This is a huge third down play right here. The Eagles want to have a chance. They need to stop them here.
See what they can do. Michael Hopewell right over the football, ready to come charging. Gonna back throw. To throw Amrine.
Throw
he is
going
to fire it downfield. The pass is incomplete.
Perfect.
Jordan Sweat on the defensive coverage. That forces a fourth down.
He was in great position to intercept that ball right there. If it had been thrown for the receiver to have a chance to catch it, he would have intercepted that ball. So this is fourth down and almost a long three, so they're going to send their punt team on.
35-21, 6:56 to go, fourth quarter. Eagles need a touchdown in the worst way here. The snap goes back to Austin. Steps up in the pocket. Looking downfield. Bolin's open. Now they go deep downfield. It's going to be caught by Justin Davis behind the defense. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles.
Wow.
What a gift.
What a gift. He's running 15 yards behind the defender there on the play. And Brenner threw that ball perfectly. Bolin, everybody was jumping on Bolin. And that Justin Davis was running down the field wide open.
60-yard touchdown pass from Austin Brenner to Justin Davis.
This is wild, David. This is wild.
His first TD of the year. That makes it 35-27, 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Amrine. He'll run it, and he's not going to make it. He gets to the 30, tries to stick the ball out. He had no chance.
No chance.
The Eagles stopped the Warriors. It was Rachel Durfer who tackled Amrine on fourth down, and the Eagles with a huge defensive stand on third and fourth, and they get the ball back down by 7. Game boils down to this play, fourth down and 10. The Eagles need to get to the 14-yard line. Fourth and 10 from the Wayne State 24. Eagles down by a touchdown. The snap goes back to Austin. Rolls out of the pocket to the right. Now he goes back left. Pressure coming. There it goes downfield. The pass is caught by Austin Williams. He has the first down at the 12-yard line near the boundary over on the Ashland side.
Great play by the quarterback and Austin Williams out there getting the extra yards.
Brenner bought just enough time and found Austin Williams. Fourth down and 1 from the 3. They say he's on the 4-yard line. Fourth and 1. Austin Brenner. He throws it to the end zone. A line drive pass caught by Bolin. Touchdown, Eagles. 4-yard touchdown on fourth down to Logan Bolin right at the goal line. And the Eagles are within 1 point.
Unbelievable.
35-34 with 24 seconds to go. That ball was a line drive pass about 2 feet above the ground, and Bolin cradled it in between the 1 and the 3. Here comes the kick.
Up and through.
And Satchel Denton, under pressure, nails it.
Wow.
This game is tied 35-35. Austin Brenner to Logan Bolin from 4 yards out with 24 seconds left, and the Eagles have stormed back in the fourth quarter with 3 touchdowns. Salo lining it up. And now the wind has kicked up, Don. The flag is really coming out, and it looks like it's blowing against Salo. So Mother Nature, the friend of the Eagles, here comes the kick. It's blocked. It's blocked, and it's rolling free, and Salo falls on it.
All right.
The Eagles stop them. No points on the board for Wayne State. The Eagles got the block. I believe it might have been Justin Moore. Denton will try and boot this one through. It's well within his range. He is kicking against the wind. Fago is the snapper. Brenner the holder at the 23. A 33-yard attempt for Satchel Denton. Fans on their feet. Warriors will try and block it. Here's the snap and the hold. Here's the kick. Plenty of distance.
Oh,
he missed it.
He missed it.
He missed it to the right, and we play on in overtime. Second down and 6. Eagles will line up in that tight formation again. This is the power set. Washington is on the right hip of Brenner. They'll hand it to Giovanni Washington. Up the middle he goes. He's close to the goal line, driving at the 1. He dives forward. Touchdown, Eagles. Oh, 6 is sweet in OT.
Yes, it is.
Giovanni Washington scores. The Eagles will try and tack on the kick. They take the lead here in overtime, number 2, 41-35. The Eagles lead Wayne State. Crucial extra point. Satchel will try and boot this one through. The snap and the hold. The kick is blocked. Eagles have to settle for 6. It'll be up to the defense. PAT was blocked. Eagles up 41-35. Amrine will bring them out. Second overtime, here we go. Eagles up 41-35. Giovanni Washington with the touchdown of 6 yards. Amrine back to throw. He is looking downfield. There it goes. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Roberson makes the catch. TD Wayne State.
A defensive back was in perfect position to get depth, and he let the guy run behind him.
Roberson makes the catch. That ties it up at 41-41. And Wayne State with a chance to potentially win it with Nicolo Salo coming out for the point after. Wayne State blocked the Ashland extra point. Let's see if the Eagles can respond in kind. He's two steps now off to the left. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up. He got it. Wayne State wins. Nicolo Salo is tackled by his teammates in a joyous, raucous celebration. The Eagles rallied from a 35-7 deficit to tie it up 35-35, but they fall in double overtime. Handshakes begin at midfield. An instant classic here at Tom Adams Field. It ends in Wayne State's favor. Your final score in the Motor City: Wayne State University 42, Ashland University 41.